returned to movement 18. 18. We haven't started learning this yet in rehearsal, but I want to do some listening on this tonight. We're going to start with this next week, and in fact, we're going to start with this kind of as like sightseeing. So your first assignment from tonight is for next week. Have these notes prepared. They're not difficult at all, honestly. In fact, they're kind of helpful. Your part just repeats the same words
each
time. But kind of if you have different text, so use that text guide I sent out. We'll listen to it tonight so you can hear what it sounds like. Listen to how the text is and whatnot. But for next week, this is not a movement that we spend time teaching. This is a you come to choir prepared with these rooms. Okay? Let's listen to it together, please. Have your pencils out as I might shout out some marketing as you listen. Movement now, Though for now, choir, is we don't all sing this. Even though we've all learned this already, just for the sake of, you know, getting the notes out, many of you will not, in fact, be singing this movement. Okay? We'll do it tonight, but just be ready for that. And please don't be offended if you're not in the scenes as we're looking for certain voice types, and that's it's not a fault of yours at all. The other piccolo moment, or the other note I want to give you is movement 8. Could you turn to that? So at the beginning of movement 8, you see it says choral piccolo there as well. This is what we're going to do with this movement. All sopranos will be the choral piccolo. All sopranos in the choral piccolo. This is probably a change. Alto 1s, you are now the top part of that alto line. Alto 2s, you're the bottom part of that alto line, which makes sense, but I think last time we did a little bit differently there. Just make sure we're reading those parts. Was I having you do that on blue before?
Yes.
Could you go make it a hum, right above that open mouth hum? Everyone say ah.
Ah.
Take your hand like this, put a ball or a tennis ball in there, put it in your mouth. Now close your mouth around the ball. That's an open mouth hum. You create space inside, say, That's the sound you want for this, okay? Open mouth hum for this. So again, sopranos, you're the piccolo for movement 8. Just make sure we got that. And tonight, during your sectional, Lynn, this is the focus to work on the sopranos. I think we've done it all, but just make sure the text is there and there's no questions. What that also means, sopranos, is later in the line, it splits in two parts.
Yeah.
That'll be soprano 1, soprano 2. Lynn, feel free to move people around for balance as you need to once you get in sectionals, if you need to, okay? Yes. And then movement, the next one. Movement 9 is still 2T. Oh, another change. In movement 9, the chum movement. All the altos read the alto line as printed. Here's the change. One after 71. All sopranos are the top part of the tenor line, which is the same part they have, actually, but just in your octave. Yeah,
I was going to say, in these scores, we don't have that. So we only have the
phone and
the soprano and alto. See?
Scores with like quill and we'll manage, we'll get that out. It's not hard at all. In fact, it's the same thing. They would have sung just, you know, with the full choir.
Yeah, ask them for that. We're singing from Note Master Center. We're not singing this in our own box. Right?
You're singing it what's printed there. So same thing they sing, me so. Same range for you.
Okay.
Me so. Okay. The last piccolo thing I need to announce, and this is a big one, tenors and Jason. Movement 19. This will be a choral. It will not be all tenors and basses. And tonight, we'll listen for those. I can tell you now it will be a total of 18 singers. 9 tenors and 9 basses. If you look at the parts, there are 3 bass parts. So bass 1, bass 2, bass 3, 3 on each part, tenor 1, tenor 3. There is also a solo in this movement. It's probably the only choral solo we get. And this is something I will audition from this choir. If you look at bar 123, tenor, a little after that, you see the solo there. Javi Ted, and then, you know, that'll be a solo from this choir. So we'll look at that in a couple of weeks as well. Okay? So tonight's focus, movement 2, movement 3, 7, 8, 9, and then in sectionals, you're doing your movement, I'll give you some stuff to do, and we're doing these out here tonight. Okay? So pray for us, please. Stand up!
Remain standing,
pick up movement 2. Remain standing, pick up movement 2. that point you are a saint. Let's go right through Jeremiah if you can. Move into 10 days. I think a bunch of markings for the weeks ago. I want to hear those now, please. If you weren't here or don't have those markings, it's a great chance to listen. Maybe ask the neighbor, like, hey, where are the cups? Where are the people that actually came as you say? Find the other text on the text.
Peace.
Jeremiah, start for me, please, at 4 before rehearsal.
Thank you.
really achieve that, make the note before an eighth note, eighth rec. And even though you have rec there, you still got to hear a clear stoppage of sound.
Right.
Does that make sense? Just a little bit of a break there. Can we start investigating? Tenors and sopranos. You're good, you're listening, you're everything? Okay. If you're doing a little German two-step with this, I'm okay. choice between these three Mariposas.
Maripus, Maripus, Maripus.
Then you can break before the next. Does that make sense, center bass? Yeah, just connect them all. Soprano, alto, can we do these without a break, you think? Maripus, and then just put the S on the coming FL. Maripus, I think it'll line up better that way. Begin the movement again, we'll get to that part, please. Sound before all, right? nominee?
Yeah, then you have to get to the
I'm going to make a change because I can. Just make it me.
Thank you.
Nominee, get seven. Nominee, get seven. If there is a Carmina Burana Dipshit Police in the audience that night, I will take all the blame. But just make it nominee, get seven. But it is not, right?
Nah.
Yeah, not, not. Just not.
Is it not?
Not. Just not. Not, not. No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, no. Go back, please, to floor it before that. Four before 53. Bases, twos, and altos, please. as well, again, for sure. So work on that during sectionals for sure, just that split balance there part. We're full on the hums. That's the choir requirement for that. Did you do movement nine last month?
Yes. We're doing open mouth hums the last 2 measures as well.
I get you.
We're doing open mouth hums the last
all the hums. Yes. Yep. All the hums of this are all open mouth hums. Yep. Let's go on to nine, please. And all the W's in this movement are going to be these. You have all the decent to bear. write 5 more accents above those. Just make sure you write the word pesante. What does pesante mean?
Heavy.
Heavy. Those texts are very heavy each time. Really bring out the stridendo pesante there. Could you speak that from the first ale? 1, 2, 3, and.
Ale, 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 Jesus, Sumer.
Sumer. Slower. Okay? Try again. Listening or speaking? 1, 2.
Ale, 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 Jesus, Sumer.
And then in these ahs here, starting at 69, we'll start it after 69. You see how every ah is connected from half note to quarter note?
Yes.
Strike all the quarter notes. Make them quarter notes. So we get ale, Jesus, Sumer. Closing my mouth in between those ahs. Just keep it open. Zoomer, come, just keep the mouth open. Stop the sound on those quarter notes. Speak from ale. The first ale, ale. One F.
Ale, 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 ale.
Not have to be loud, but it has to be universal. We don't want any one voice sitting out or one voice understanding. All that means the same level. Rest of the choir, can I give you your parts for this? So, soprano, you're singing the tenor part, but it's, you know, same notes as them, basically.
The tenor one.
Yeah, tenor one, all the highs are the tenor two part, basically. All the middles are the baritone part. And the lows are the
singer.
Let's try and read.
Oh!
have sectional time on those today. You know, take out movement 20, please. Movement 20 for simplicity.
You want to know why I sinned first? Or
after? I'm going to be real quick. And then, Arthur, you're up. And then we go. Take out movement 20.
No. Oh, that's a fast one.
Yes, and a pencil, please. So, carefully, at the very beginning, sopranos and altos are high, middle, low. Or Benny, us. So, most soprano ones on the soprano one part, some soprano twos on that soprano two part, the alto ones were middle soprano two part, and then the alto two are low. Same for tenor bass. When you come in, you're high, and we are high, middle, low all the way through that section until 1 before 128. Now, here's a big note, so write this down. Choral 1, you see how it's required here? Choral 1 will be the choral piccolo. Those people that are picked from the sections of 8 to 10 or up, you will be choral 1. Everyone else will be choral 2. Does that make sense? Okay, good. Yeah, I figured it would make a difference. So I don't want to split the choir for just one movement like that. We'll just say, if you're in the choro, you're on choro choir part one. If you're not, you're on choir two. And you stay that way through the end of this movement. Let's listen to it now, please. You probably heard this already. She's fast. This is a fast one. And this is one alto to soprano. If you get done your respective work tonight, you can start looking at this one as well. Even if it's just speaking text, that'll be good. Let's listen to the movement 20. After a break. Sopranos and altos focusing on movement 20 and 22. We just listened to 20, but we'll do 22 was next week. The following week, October 9th, we're reviewing movements 18 and 20. We're going to learn movement 22 together. And then the choros are going to have a lot of time to rehearse that evening. If you're one of those selected singers, that'll be the night where we do some really focused work on your section. So be ready for that, please. If you're not in a choro, you may be given some tasks by the chorus committee to do to help out in the interim, if that's okay. But Barbara and Bill will talk about that section, so you don't expect that. On October 16th, the following week, that'll be our first full run of the entire work. So all notes will be learned by that point. We'll focus on movement 20, 22, 24, and 25, all the last two movements. That's on October 16th. On October 23rd, we have a full run here with the Piedmont Children's Choir. That's the choir singing the ragazzi parts in movement, I think it's 22 and something else they say that in. But they will join us for that rehearsal on the 23rd. On October 30th, you can see I'm very detailed. I have to do it this way, or so we say on tax. On October 30th, Maestro Armstrong will be here, our conductor for the concert. That is a all hands on deck. You must be at this rehearsal, no questions asked, unless you've already told me you have some travel or whatnot. But we need everyone here October 30th, and I'm going to proclaim it a Halloween costume rehearsal. Please feel free to come in your costumes. And I would love for Maestro to conduct Carmina Burana full of people dressed Bavarian, you know, Halloween shows. And then, believe it or not, the week after that is production week. And we have that rehearsal Wednesday at Paramount, dress rehearsal Thursday, and then the concert is Friday. So we're about at the halfway point right now, and again, progressing very, very well. The big thing I need from you all is consistency of marketing. If we give markings in rehearsal, or if you're not here to receive a marking, it's your responsibility to seek out someone in your section or your section leader to get that, because we can't be. Now we're really all cylinders going to get to these last bigger movements at the end of the work. Okay? Does that make sense to everyone? That's our schedule? Yes.
Would you be able to send the specifics about each rehearsal?
Oh, yeah. The flyer you get next week will have those specifics, and I'll make a digital copy, which one we can make sure we get out here and send that and post on board today.
Well, you can get the markings from the podcast, too.
Oh, yeah! Thank you for that. You can always listen to the podcast and get the markings if you miss rehearsal. In fact, you should listen to the podcast even if you don't miss rehearsal. So you have those then. Okay? It's time for Why I Sing. You ready? Tell us who you are and what you're singing.
Hi, I'm Arthur. I'm Phil's son. I've been singing since 3-4 years old, honestly. I'm 3 years old. My dad sings pretty much all of his brothers on his side of the family sing. I've been singing at our church. I sang in the kids' choir for a bit too long. then finally, at around 19, I moved to the young adult choir. And then in middle school, actually, I went to the Pacific Warfare Academy, part of the number Cadence. I went to middle school with him, so.
Cadence sang with us.
Yes. So, for tonight, I'll be singing I Don't Need Your Love from Sixth and Musical.
I love you, boy, in every single way. Oh, I love you, boy. I'll miss you every day. Oh, I love you, boy. I wish that I could stay with you and keep the life I made with you. And feel so right. though it isn't true, but I must say to you that I don't need your love. No, no, I don't need your love. No, no, and I'll never be better than it was. No, no, but I don't need your love. No, no, I've got no choice. With the chaos that I've never had a choice. Been a wife twice before just to survive. I don't have a choice. If Henry says it's you, then it's you. No matter how I feel, it's what I have to do. But if somehow I had a choice, no holding back, I raise my voice. I say, Henry, yeah, it's true. I'll never belong to you, 'cause I am not your toy to enjoy till there's something new. At time that I give my boy, my work, my dreams to care for you. Oh, darling, get a clue. There's nothing you can do. I don't need your love. No, no. No, I don't need your love. No, no. There's nothing left to discuss. No, no. But I don't need your love. No.
Yeah, yeah.
sorry, I think Inside Beard is like a whole section title, but this is the Inside Beard I'm doing. Okay, just get it.
In the middle part, we're going to be singing the debates or the tenors.
What do you mean?
The tenors. Are we doing the tenors part completely?
You mean when it splits in three parts? Or?
No, nothing split, but the difference between the basses and the tenor, they're more tenor than basses.
Oh, for balance. For now, read your own part. I'll determine that later if I need some people to shift based on that. But that's a good point, actually. For now, read your own part. Let's just speaking with the axis and the markings, please, and Diane. One, and go.
Inta verna, canto sumus, non curamus, visit humus, sed adductum proteramus, cum isem per insultamus, qui adaptur inta verna, ubi rumus est in serra.
Hey, right there. Teen. Is it Sarah?
Sarah.
It's a TS sound, yeah. Teen Sarah. So, really, you can kind of stop the sound after the peen. Peen Sarah. Say that.
Peen Sarah.
Clear stopping sound between the peen and the Sarah. Peen Sarah.
Peen Sarah.
Peen Sarah.
Peen Sarah.
Yeah, don't go peen Sarah. Peen Sarah, I'm sorry. Don't go peen Sarah. Just put a staccato on the key and make it easier, actually. Yeah. Speak again. I want to hear even more recognition of those accents and dynamics, please. Mezzo forte pianissimo. One, and two, and three, and go.
Inta verna, canto sumus, non furamus, visi fumus, sed adutus, operamus, cum disemper insultamus, vita catur inta terna, ubi nubus est in serna, hoces opus contemplatur si vita quam adipatur, hoces opus.
Be careful that we don't turn audiator into a crescendo, right? Because even though it's accent, we're actually still piano. When you get an accent above a pianissimo, it just means it's piano. So, then you can open up there. We don't want to give away the goal before we do the name, okay? Yes? Can you give me a measure number or?
Figure out.
It's right when we start.
Inta verna,
quando. It's right next to mezzo forte, so separate. Is that like excited? Incitato?
Yeah, always excited. An excited sound. But when I see that marking, I think of it as singing like from the front of the mouth. Like the lips and the teeth, the articulators are really doing most of the work, and less pressure here on the throat. That makes it sound exciting. What's your second question?
Con memore.
I'm sorry.
Con memore, two after 94, after verse 94.
Two after 94.
Right next to the fortissimus.
Con memore. It's with something. Yeah, with something.
Like, noise.
Let me look it up and give you an exact answer. Did you say octopusy?
No,
gossipy. Oh, gossipy. No. let's go on. Actually, no. Go to 94. 94. Hopes, 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 one, and two, and three, and go.
Hopes, 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 hopes.
Now, basses, you see how you join up the octave there for them? It's going to feel louder anyway. You don't have to get louder. Just get to the note, and the unison we have will make that all sound there. Let's actually sing some of this. That was not bad.
Jeremiah, you're still there.
Hey, Jeremiah. Let's do this under tempo. Movement 14. And, sorry. 14.
Inta
between the darker sound and the brighter sound well, but it's not timed exactly enough. Right now, it kind of spills in, like you're anticipating a section coming, and then your timbre changes too early. Like, for example, if you're and you're changing, you know what I mean? So it's got to be a much more precise change right on the measure, right? That precise. Make sense? Let's focus on that second section. And we're just about, well, we got a couple things to go. We're doing well. This is 1, 2, 3, 4 before 95. Just speaking. Same idea. Hooky, mezzo forte part, and then right for the pianissimo section. Be done. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Freedom in this present people. Freedom in the best in the world. Freedom sucks in the world.
So far from the beginning. tray, please. Put the cup in. Promo, not easy, says, next more measures coming up. This is two after 97. Let's try, oh sorry, three minutes. Let's just try and speak these slow. One and two, good. Up and go.
This is pro navigante, who's full. This is pro discordante, who's full. This is pro penitenti, who's pray. This is pro
intermittenti,
who's.
Yeah, it's those six routine notes. They're not always in like a pattern you can remember. So you have the. Exactly.
Yes,
yes. Yeah. Speak again. How do we say the first word? De.
Yes.
Say a TS
sound. Right. It didn't show a diphthong, it just said TSCH.
So,
that's.
Yeah, it's funny because I heard a diphthong on the recording, but you're right, the cheat sheet just says an edge sound. I'm going to go with the cheat sheet because it's easier. Just say that sense. Just kind of cross the eye. That sense. If my show comes back in and says, no, I want the I, then we'll pray about it. Okay? Go back to 96 and speak this, please. Sorry, I got that. Here we go. Just speaking 96, 2, and D, and 4.
Sende bibu procativis poste bibu terrovis quate pro Christianis.
On the initial.
No, I mean, there's not a height, how does the
Richard 82
right? Yeah, exactly.
It's really kind of leading to the downbeat of measure 98. So it's not a crescendo for us, but we're kind of a dominant harmonic section here, so we're building into going into A, basically. And then we get to B, B, terra, and that's where it leads to. And please look at that for next week, because then it gets really fun. Great work. I'm going to sing some of this a little more, speak some more, go back to 96, and let's speak to 98. 96 and... Can we sing that, actually? Let's try and sing. We'll go 100%. Here's your note, 96. 1, F, 2, F, T, F, 4.
Se me mi potro tanti mistos et mi
marce
punti fa per protestiamo stupi spintis propi per le cose monti se ci
you don't have to memorize it, but you need to look up. You cannot be, no one's paying to see your forehead when they sing this, okay? You've got to have your head up as much as possible, meaning holding your music higher and just using.